I am what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. And I can have what it says I can have. Today I will be taught the incorruptible, indestructible seed of the Word of God. I will never be the same. Never, 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 never. In Jesus' mighty name. And all God's people said, amen. Amen. Please remain standing. Open your Bibles this morning to the book of Romans chapter 8. Romans 8. Praise God. I feel like I've got a word from God today. Need your prayers. Hallelujah. That song that, you know, I'm just amazed how God works things out. That song that Jeff just sang, Tell Your Heart to Beat Again. Have you ever had something happen to you and we say, boy, that made my heart stop? You ever had that? Like that you nearly pull out in front of a tractor trailer? Or you get a bad report from the doctor and then God turns it around and you get a good report? Your kid, you can't find your kid in the mall and you're looking and you suspect, worry about the worst, and then you find your kid, you hear mommy. You know, I mean, come on. Amen. We've all had those moments. And that all ties in what I want to share with you today. I want you to look at your neighbor. Now, you're going to have to hold your Bible. Well, we'll do this after we read the scripture, okay? Because you're going to need two hands, okay? You're going to need two hands this morning. Romans chapter 8, verse of scripture that many of you know is verse 28. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. Now set your Bible down and remain standing. Set your Bible down. Need two hands. Alright, hold one hand up like this right here. Right up front of you. Just like this. Stretch your arm. No, not like this. Like that. Yeah, like this. Pay attention, folks. Alright, now take the other hand and act like you're pulling something back. Do y'all know what you're holding now? No? Slingshot! Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, look out. Or you might get that slingshot. Take somebody's hand. Let's go to the Lord in prayer this morning. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for the joy of worshiping you. It's such joy to us. Lord, it makes us happy. It makes us feel good. And Lord, we know that's because your Holy Spirit is here. Holy Spirit, you're welcome in this place today. We ask you just take over. Do what you want to do. I pray now, Lord, for unction. To be able to preach your word, I ask you to open the hearts and minds of everyone here to receive it. And then, Lord, help us to take it with us and use it. I pray that, God, you'd help us to see the slingshot today, God's slingshot. And I pray that, Lord, today you'd bind every spirit contrary to the Holy Spirit. We plead your blood over this people, this place, and all those that are absent from us as well. Bring them back soon. Heal those that are in need of healing. And Lord, those that need a touch of some kind today, I pray that today they get that touch from the Master's hand in this place. In Jesus' name we pray. And everybody said, amen. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we know. We know. I tell people I'm nosy. I'm nosy because I know something. Amen? I don't like to be in people's business, not that kind of nosy, but I know something. And something I know and you know is this. We know that everything works together. All things work together for good to them that love the Lord. Amen? You know, so many times in life, we feel like something we've been praying for, it doesn't come our way. Or something that we've been working to achieve, all of a sudden it falls to pieces. or something we've been hoping for, or really dreaming about, a dream that God's placed in our heart, and it looks like sometimes we're going the exact opposite direction. I want you to think about this, folks. Sometimes it's not that God has said no. You hear me? It's not that God has said no. It's just God has said, let me pull you back. And let me tell you something. God has a slingshot. And sometimes God will put you in that slingshot and He'll pull you back and then let you go so that you can get to the place He wants you. Amen? Amen. You know, if you don't pull that slingshot back, it'll never meet its mark. Amen? If you don't pull that slingshot back, you can't hit the bullseye. Amen? The slingshot is no good as long as it's just laying there. But in the hand of God, He can take times in your life when it looks like you are being pulled back, pulled away, set down, set aside, your dreams are gone, and He's actually just pulling you back so that He can let you go. Yes. Hallelujah. Let me tell you something. Sometimes being in God's slingshot, let me tell you, it's not for the faint of heart. I remember years ago, Sister Gina and I went with Brother Tim and Sister Lisa Keaton down to Panama City. I don't know if they remember this. Tim's getting older like me. But we went one night to this place where they had this thing that you sit in, and you sit in it, and it cranks you back. You and one more person, you're sitting in this thing. And then all of a sudden, without you knowing when, they let go of it, and it was called the slingshot. You remember that, Tim? It was like a bungee thing. Lord have mercy. I saw heaven. I saw hell. I saw my in-laws. I mean, saw my life pass before my eyes. Woo, Jesus. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. I got a good stomach because I'm going to tell you, I didn't mess nothing up, and I should have. I'm going to tell you, it scared me. I got in that thing. I thought, this ride ain't bad, because it just kept going backwards. I said, this is a sissy ride. I did not know what the slingshot was. Sitting that thing, and I'm talking, woo, Jesus, I mean. Let me tell you something. Sometimes when God puts you in that slingshot He's got for you, you feel the same way. And it's not for the faint of heart. Let me tell you something. God's people are tough. You know that. Sometimes you feel, that's right, you got to be. I tell people that if you're going to be part of Oakey Grove, you got to be tough. Because let me tell you, the devil's going to attack you. People's going to say crazy things about you. We had somebody, there were some folks jealous of us, and they were going around telling us, said I heard that y'all were at church, and that Brother Tom was running across top of the pews, and people was blowing whistles and all this, and this fella that they told it to from our church, he said, yeah. And after we got through with church, Brother Tom said, let's act like bears, and we all went to climbing trees out there, you know. And he said, really? He said, no, you idiot. But I mean, you got to be tough to come here, because we're in the bullseye of the devil. But that lets me know we're doing something right. Amen. 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 You know, let me tell you something. God's people are tough. Sometimes you don't feel like you're going to make it through what you're in right now. But you got to understand, God has made you with special materials. He's constructed your life with things that are stronger than steel, stronger than concrete. He's put you together with stuff that you have no idea of how it will hold together. Anybody else would be shaken in pieces. But God has held you together because, you see, God is holding you in His hand, and He's got something called grace. Amen. And so when He puts you in that slingshot and you pull back, I want you to understand He's not necessarily saying no. He's just saying slow. Wait. And it pulls back slow, but then when you got to be ready, because when He says go, Jack, you're going to go, all right? It's amazing how God can propel us from 1 minute of obscurity, 1 minute in the shadows, 1 minute where we think nothing is going to change, it's always going to be this way. In 1 moment, God can propel us into our destiny, amen? Hallelujah. He did that with a little boy named David. There's a little boy named David. He wanted to go with his dad and his older brothers. He said, his daddy said no. He was in God's slingshot. One day he heard about the Philistines coming, and he said, I want to go out there and help fight the Philistines. And his dad said, no. See, he was in God's slingshot. He was there watching the flock. Seemed like he was doing something worthless. But finally the day came after Goliath had marched back and forth and defied the armies of God and scared the armies of God, that David decided, I'm ready to go. And God let go of that slingshot. And he went all the way. And you know the story. He went and he took a slingshot and he killed Goliath. And there his life never turned around. It was never the same way again. Let me tell you something, brothers and sisters. That's the way God does things. And that way he gets all the glory. Amen. Amen. The scripture says, and we know. Say, I know something. We know that all things work together for good to them that love the Lord. Hallelujah. I know something. Everybody say, neighbor. Turn to your neighbor. Say, neighbor. God is good. Tell him, say, I don't know what you've been told about him. Tell him. But I can tell you by experience, my God, say it like you mean it, my God is a good God. Glory to God. Somebody shout in this place. Woo! Hallelujah. My God. Let me tell you something. There's a story in the Bible about a man named Moses. Hallelujah. Do you remember this man named Moses in the Bible? There's a man in the Bible named Moses. And he had done something awful. He killed somebody. Everybody say that's bad. Say that's real bad. Say don't do it. Unless you have to. And he killed somebody, an Egyptian. He buried him in the sand. And you got to understand, he had been in the king's palace, grown up there. But he had to run for his life. And the Bible said that he went into the wilderness, not just any type of wilderness, but desert. And he went into the desert, but not only was it just desert, it was the backside of the desert. I mean, he went in the roughest, baddest part of the desert, the driest part of the desert. I mean, there wasn't even no cactus there. You know, I mean, it was so dry. I mean, cactus be like, man, I can't even live here. This place is bad. That's where he had to go to, okay? He was in the roughest of the rough place. But you know what? He stayed there for 40 years. And then one day, God spoke to him out of a burning bush. And God said, take your shoes off your feet. You're standing on holy ground. He said, I got a job for you, Moses. Listen to this. By this time, Moses is 80 years old. If I was 80, Jack, I'd be ready to start enjoying my 401k or J or T or something or other, whatever it is, right? I'd be ready to kind of take it easy a little bit at 80. But he said, Moses, I got a job for you, buddy. I want you to go back to Egypt. He's like, Lord, go back? He said, yeah. I want you to go back and you're going to lead my people out of bondage. And you know the rest of the story. He went back and he did just that through Moses. He led them across the Red Sea and finally, ultimately, to the promised land before he passed. And brothers and sisters, that's a picture of God's slingshot. Get your slingshot. Let's see it. Shoot your neighbor next to you just to make sure they're ready. Shoot them one time. Get your slingshot ready. Come on. And remember, this is what God does a lot of times. And then he lets it go. So many times we let the devil use our head for a playground. Don't you? I mean, he gets in there and he plays on the slide and then he gets on the swings and then he gets on the monkey bars and, you know, and the merry-go-round, and we let him just have a field day in our head, telling us, oh, it ain't never going to work out. You're going to always be stuck like this. It's never going to turn around. It'll always be this way. You just as well get used to it. This is, and this is what our old president used to say, get ready. This is the new normal. I reject that. I am a child of the Most High God. I got royal blood running through my veins. My God said I would be the head and not the tail. Glory to God. I rebuke that devil. He don't know what kind of father we got, does he? Hallelujah.
when you see me pulled back, when you see me at my worst, when I made a fool of myself, God's just putting me in His slingshot. Hallelujah. So many times that old devil, he thinks he's got you buried, doesn't he? But he forgets that you are a seed. Amen. When the devil buried you, he forgot that you were a seed. He ought to be smarter than that. He tried that with Jesus. He went to the cross. The seed was put in a grave. But 3 days later, Brother Heath, that seed came on up out of that grave. When the devil tries to bury you, you might be under 3 foot, 6 foot, whatever. You just, while you down there, you say, I am a seed. Turn to your neighbor and say, I'm a seed. I'm a seed. Amen. I'm a seed. Glory to God. You bury me, that's when I'm going to start sprouting. That's when I come to life. You put me under all the mess and then watch me come on up out of it. Glory to God. I read this story years ago, and some of you have heard me tell it, some of you hadn't. But there was this man, and he had this old mule, and her name was Bessie. And old Bessie, sorry, Sister Bessie. But old Bessie got old. Bessie, wave at everybody. Wave at them. Old Bessie. Old Bessie got old, and she couldn't plow anymore. The vet came by one day and he said, Reagan, he said, you need to let me put old Bessie down. Said, she can't hardly even walk. He said, I can't do that. I love old Bessie. He said, I have to do it myself. You know, when you really get to crying, you get to snorting and snot flying. So he dug a hole and he walked Bessie over there by the hole and he was going to shoot Bessie and then she'd just fall off in the hole. He walked right there and he said, I love you, girl. You better good old mule. He backed off. He got his gun. And he couldn't do it. Set the gun down. And so he said, I just can't do it. He said, but I got to do something with you. And he couldn't stand to look at her because she was hurting and he could tell she was in a lot of pain. So he did what a lot of us will do sometimes with a problem. And we think if it's out of sight, it's out of mind. So he just shoved her off, Kevin, into the hole. Just pushed her off in that hole. So she's about 10 foot down. Well, he and the boys were clearing some land and they would be clearing it for the next couple of weeks. And so he said, just take all the branches and things and pieces of stumps and just dump them in that hole. They said, on Bessie. He said, yeah, just go and dump them on Bessie. We'll just cover up. They thought, oh my God, that's awful. But they did it. Every day they bring that trash they had picked up and they dump it on old Bessie. Stand up, Bessie. Stand up, Bessie. Lean over a little bit, Bessie. Every day they take that old trash and they just pile it on Bessie down in that hole. They drop it off on Bessie. But you know what? Every day, watch me now. Every day when that trash would fall on Bessie, you know what she'd do? She'd shake it off and then she'd stomp it down and she'd stand up on top of it. And Brother Jamie, they kept doing that until finally one day she had rose up so high from shaking it off and stomping it down and standing on top of the trash thrown on her that she was able to jump out of that hole and she ran away to freedom. Hallelujah. Some of you need to be like Bessie. Glory to God. We let the devil get in the playground of our minds and discourage us and frustrate us. And if you let him get in there and play, I promise you, he'll take over. Hallelujah. Romans 8:28. And what? We know. Say, I know. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor. You may not know. But I can tell you, I know. And we know that what? For good to them that love God. To them who are the called according to His purpose. All things. You got fired from work. That's going to work out for good? Your house burned down. You think that's going to work out good for you?
Mm-hmm.
Your wife left you. You think that's going to work out good for you? Oh, yes. Glory to God. Not the one I got now, okay? Gina might get this tape, this CD. Children gone crazy. You think that's going to work out good for you?
Mm-hmm.
God's just got them in His classroom. He's teaching them a little bit. He's going to let them see that their craziness and crazy ways ain't going to work. The only way it's going to work is His way.
Mm-hmm.
Doctor gave you a bad report, Krista. That going to work out for you?
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Everything your friends that you thought you had that were good friends, they've turned their back on you. Think that's going to work out for you?
Mm-hmm.
Joshua, God's going to give you some new friends, right? Some real friends. Listen, I'd rather have 5 great friends than 500 fair-weathered friends. Amen? Fake friends. Because the real friends will stand there with you. The fake friends, all they want to do is be with you when you're getting your crowns and trophies. Amen? You see, so many times it looks like a setback. Turn to your neighbor and say, it looks like a setback. But it's really a setup. Amen. God's pulled you back and it looks like a setback. But I want you to understand it's really a setup. I've seen that happen before. I've seen that happen before. You know, I tell about this from time to time about Jesse Kate and the bad news we got. And I got mad and I cried and I blew snot and I was mad with God. But let me tell you something. That child is the sweetest youngin'. I love that child. My God, and did you know that this month in January, what they said she would never do, she has read 3 books all by herself and she can read them. And these were first-time books checked out that day from the library. These were not books she had memorized what it said when it was read. She read 3 books already, and she's going to read more, bless God. I've been speaking over, you're going to be a pediatrician one day, bless God, hallelujah. My God. They don't know the God we got, do they? They basically told Glenda, get ready for the worst. Because it probably is the worst. It looks like you, and they hated to say it, but it looks like you got cancer in the brain. And you just need to talk to some of your family. We want you to be prepared. You need to prepare them. But the devil is a lie, isn't he?
Amen.
And she doesn't have any cancer. Amen. Hallelujah. A teacher, a person that works with developmentally disabled children, told Jazzy, said you need to, she was already starting to walk, this was a few years ago, said you need Botox injections. Actually, what the teacher was a doctor. And so they gave her Botox injections, and what little bit of walking she was starting to try to do, she quit, and she hadn't walked in several years now. No, the doctor said, you just as well get ready, you're not going to ever walk. You're going to be a vegetable and all of this. But I heard from a doctor yesterday named Dr. Jesus. He said she's going to not only walk, she's going to run, and she's going to be like all the other little children, bless God. And that doctor up there at the children's hospital at MCG, he just said what Dr. Jesus already told me. He come in there and said that. I'm like, Jack, I done known this several months ago. What you telling me is old news. Hadn't you got something new to say? Bless God. People will tell you there's no way. But you got to understand, I don't have to know the way because I have the way living inside of me. They're not. They may not be a way in your mind. There may not be a way in your imagination, in your way of thinking, or in the ways of the world, but you don't know the God that I serve.
Amen.
There was 3 Hebrew children.
Oh, yes.
They were thrown into a fiery furnace, but before they were thrown in there, the king said, do you think your God will take care of you? They said, He can, but if He doesn't, we will still not worship you. We will praise Him. We've got to have that kind of attitude, folks, even if He doesn't. If He doesn't do it the way I want Him to, I'll still praise Him. Because let me tell you something. sooner or later, you're going to be in that slingshot. And what you thought was going to happen, it's going to happen. Let me tell you, some of the best things in my life didn't happen the way I thought they were going to. I met Jean on a blind date. I figured the first time that I ever kissed her, it would be, I could just see it, the waves would be crashing at Neptune Beach. It would be sunset. Her hair would be flowing like a movie star. The first time I kissed her, though, was by the dumpsters at Bono's Barbecue in Jacksonville, Florida, right off Cassett Avenue. I kissed her and she closed her eyes and she opened her eyes and she closed her eyes. When she opened her eyes, the first thing she saw was this dumpster. She said, "There's a dumpster there." I said, "Dumpsters always be sexy to you now, won't it, baby?" Hallelujah. Glory to God. She knows she liked this fat boy. What looks like it's going to be your end, you need to understand, when you get to the end of yourself, you're just at the beginning of His self. Amen? God's got you in His slingshot, folks. I'm going to tell you four quick things. You want to write these down? How many here have a photographic memory? My cousin from Portal, he calls it a photogenic memory, but anyhow, he's from Portal. If you don't have a photographic memory, you probably need to write this down or get the CD. Listen to this. Four things you need to remember and take home. These are your take-homes, okay? Number one, remember it's God's plan, okay? It's not your plan. Turn to your neighbor and say, "Neighbor, it's God's plan." Jeremiah 29:11, "I know the plans that I have for you." Is that what the Word says? Yes. It's not my plan, it's His plan. Number one, it's God's plan. That means He can do it like He wants to. Number two, when you feel like you are pulled back and it's wasted time, remember it's preparation. It's a time of preparation. That's number two, a time of preparation. Do you know that the most important time in your life isn't when you reach the goal, it's the preparation. And you know, it's amazing. When preparation meets participation, then you have amazing things happen. Amen? It's a preparation time when He pulls you back. He hadn't forgotten you. He hadn't buried you. He's hiding you. He's hiding you till the right time. Look at Joseph in the Bible. He went to a pit, then he went to Potiphar's, then he went to prison. Remember Joseph? A pit, then Potiphar's, and then prison. Looked pretty bad, didn't it? Most people be like just zoning out on Prozac by that point. Not Joseph, he kept his faith. He realized, I'm in God's hands, I'm in God's slingshot. And when it got to be the right time, God pulled the slingshot back and let it go, and he landed in the palace. So he went from the pit to the prison, to Potiphar's, to the prison, but then to the palace. Amen. Hallelujah. And he became the prime minister of Egypt. Look at all them peas. Number three. Remember this. Not only is it God's plan, not only is it a time of preparation, but remember this. A dream delayed does not equal a dream denied. Do you understand that? So many times when I was growing up, I'd say, "Mama, can I have this or do that or go there?" "Not right now." Now sometimes, Mama, all honestly, she never intended to say yes. That's just a way to get me off her back. And some of you mamas know what I'm talking about. "Not right now, honey." And like, "You ain't never going over to their house, I can tell you. You ain't never going to that child's house. They crazy over there." But let me tell you, a dream delayed does not mean a dream denied, okay? How many here would raise your hand and say, "Pastor, I've got dreams like anybody else"? How many would say that? All of us? Let me tell you something. How many are still waiting on that dream? Let me see those hands. I am. Let me tell you something. Just because the dream is delayed does not mean that dream's been denied. Finally,
Number four, take home. The number four to take home is this. Jeremiah 29, turn to it there on the screen. Jeremiah 29, verse 11. Let me read 29, 11, 12, and 13. Follow with me on the screen. You got it yet, Glenda?
Yes, sir.
For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. That means a future and a hope. Then shall you call upon me, and you shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. In other words, I'll listen to you. But look at verse 13. And you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart. The reason God uses a slingshot most of all is this. He's not after your success, okay? He's made us to beat a head and not a tail, no doubt. But He's not after your success. He's after your heart. And sometimes it's only in that slingshot when we've been pulled back that He can really get through to our hearts. Amen? Give God your heart this morning. Let's all stand. We're going to ask our musicians to come forward. Hallelujah. Come on, drummer. I need a drummer up here playing with David. Come on. Glory to God. Where's Ronnie? Praise God. Come on, pastors. The devil is a lie. He will try and discourage you all he can. He will tell you because you fell down and you messed up, you can't ever get back. They don't know. He don't know that you're a seed. And when you get buried, even by your own doing, if you're a child of God, there's something in you alive, and it says, I'm going up. I'm going towards the light. I won't stay here. I may be here right now, but I won't stay here. I'm going higher. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Anybody here ever messed up like the preacher has? I've messed up a bunch of times. Amen. Come on, be honest. Point up. Point up with your finger. Now take it and pull it back and hold your slingshot. And say, I'm going up to the light. I won't stay here where I'm at anymore. Say that. And let me tell you something, folks. God spoke to me this morning. God spoke to me this morning, early this morning. I don't know, maybe 5:30, 6 o'clock, 7, I don't even know. But as plain as day, God said, a lot of my people started out the new year with the best of intentions. But they fudged. And now they failed. They failed. They fallen fudged and they fallen down and they failed. I want you to tell them, don't get discouraged. Start right back over right now. And that's what God's saying to us this morning. You may have been covered up by your own doing or by the devil or somebody else. Doesn't matter. You're a seed. And a seed rises to the top. And so today, start growing. Start digging. Start moving. And understand that God's got you in His slingshot. He's about to pull you back and let you go to reach your destiny. We're going to sing this song, Brother Jamie. If you want to give your life to the Lord this morning, this is the opportunity to do it. You can do it. Let's bow our heads right now. In just a moment, I'm going to ask you to raise your hand if you want to say yes to Jesus Christ and know that you're saved. If you want a relationship, a personal relationship with Him, because He wants one with you. He will change your life just like He did mine. He's no respecter of persons. What He did for me, He'll do for you. And it doesn't matter how deep down you are, He'll reach down where you are today and pull you up. He just wants you to say yes to Him. So if you want to have that assurance of heaven, and if you want a relationship with Jesus Christ, a God that changes everything, I'm going to ask you when I count to three to just pop your hand straight up there like a slingshot firing off. One, two, three. Come on. Let's see those hands. Amen. Three, four, anyone else? Five, anybody else? Come on. You want a relationship with Jesus. You want your life to change. Anyone else? Six. Anybody else?
Come on. 7. Anybody else? 8. 9. Anybody else? Come on. Anybody else? Say, I want to get in that slingshot and let God do something with my life today. Come on. Anybody else? There's one more. You know it's you. You know it's you. Let's see that hand go up. Come on. One more. One more. You know it's you. Let that hand go up. God's just waiting on you to say yes. 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 Amen. Yes. Thank you. Let's all pray this prayer and mean it. Say it out loud. Say, Lord Jesus, today I give you my life. I repent of my sins. And I ask you to come into my heart, to be my Savior, to be my Lord. From this day forward, I'm yours. I'm your child. And I'll follow you all the days of my life. Use me now in Jesus' name. And everyone said, amen. Let me tell you, if you prayed that prayer, you just got saved today. You just changed your destiny from darkness to light. Hallelujah. Give God praise for these 10 people today. Hallelujah. There's a mighty anointing in this place right now. There's a chain breaker anointing in this place right now. Hallelujah. My God, I feel the anointing. If you want to get prayer this morning, I'm going to ask